You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author, Constance Arnold, delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And today I am broadcasting from a little cold but sunny Atlanta, Georgia, also known as DATL. Guess what? I'm so grateful that you've joined me from all over the world. And I believe that the Spirit of God has attracted you here and that you're going to receive the downloads, you know, that one aha moment, you know, that one word. I always say one word from God or one idea from God can really change your life. So I'm excited about it. Well, how are you doing today? Whatever time you're listening to the show, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It is the right time. Well, I have a great show in store for you today. I have Dr. Rebecca Smith. She's going to be teaching us about how you were born to win. Can anybody really relate to that? And in part one, I'm going to be teaching you about what my mantra is for the new year, which is get happy, stay happy, be happy and see what happens. Get happy and see what happens. But before I do, I have a great, exciting news for you. I'm going to be having a free webinar on Saturday. I'm looking for my notes. January the 30th, beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And why am I doing this? I'm going to be helping you to kind of get aligned for the new year. You know, everybody says 2021 is my year. Well, no, it's going to be the same old year because it's not the changing of the calendar or it's not because your days are moving on. It's because you've changed your mind and you have a plan as to how to execute and live out your dream life in 2021. So just go to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. It's only going to be for an hour. That's 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's a Saturday. I chose that day because that will allow some of my international clients to watch it. And you'll get a chance to see me in person, live and real and raw. And at the end, I'm going to ask you some, I'm going to allow you to ask some questions. So it's going to only be for 1 hour. And it's going to be centrally focused on, you know, how to make 2021 your best year. And what are some tips that I can give you in order to move forward? So go to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and you'll see the link there on my website. And just get ready, because I got some good juicy stuff for you. And if you would like to email me a question prior to the webinar, email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com and I will answer it for you. Anything else? Okay, guys, you can go to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. For those of you who are not ready, you say, I'm just not in a position to coach, then you need to get my Secrets of Success book. It will really help you identify kind of where you are right now and what your stuff is. Part two is really going to take a look at, you know, what are some things that have been holding you back and how you can shift and change that. And in part three, I'm telling you how to execute your plan, how to build your dream team and move forward. And so, folks, it's not just wishing and hoping. It's really tapping into success systems. It is almost the end of January, and I have a question to you, for you. Is it to you or for you? Y'all know what I'm talking about. What have you done differently in January? What mindset do you have? What plans have you executed? How are you leveling up your life? And that's why you need someone to coach you. You guys have heard me say over the last couple of weeks, I got a coach, a physical exercise coach. And I've had many before, but this guy, don't tell anybody, y'all, but he's a little crazy. He pushes me really, really hard. But guess what? He has changed my body. And y'all know I've been a runner and a walker for 30 years and, you know, have gone to the gym to lift weights. But because he is an expert, because he is a master, he has had me do some stuff. I'm like, am I going to be able to do that? You know, that's what you need. You need somebody to coach you. And so if you're not ready to coach right now, you can get my book, Secrets of Success, or you can reach out to me and I am ready to really help you create the life of your dreams. Y'all know, I think I'm more excited than my clients are, because when they call me and they're like, oh my God, this is what I've done. I had a client call me this week. And we had worked on her website. I told her she needed to get it changed. So she had changed her website and then she had implemented another big action step. And she was just so excited. And I think I was more excited than she was. So you are worth the investment. And while you're on my website, have you been listening to this show for 5 years, 7 years, 10 years? 12 years, then if you have, I know this show has been a blessing to you. I freely give to you my best every single week. And now it's time for you to give back. It's time for you to pay it forward for somebody else. It's time for you to begin to tap into the law of giving and receiving. So you can make your gift to the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show on my website by hitting the donate button, or you can just cash app me, which is $Constance Arnold, no spaces. And just let me know with your gift how much you really, really appreciate this show. All right, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. I'm excited about seeing all of you guys on January the 30th. Okay, so let me get started. So I'm going to be talking to you about my mantra for the year. And y'all know, I got to tell you the truth. I got it from the church where I attend. Not that we've been in attendance, but it's been with D.E. Park. And so if anybody hear this, y'all know where I got it from. So I'm going to talk to you today about how in 2021, you got to make a decision how you're going to live your life. So I'm going to talk about get happy, stay happy, be happy, and see what happens and see what you create. So everybody say, I'm going to get happy, I'm going to stay happy, I'm going to be happy, and I'm going to see what I'm going to create in 2021. We know that happiness is a vibrational frequency. We live in states and frequencies all of the time. So when you are happy and are grateful, you're always giving out a signal from the universe as to who you are. You're like a broadcasting station. And we know that we live in a vibrational universe. Everybody knows that, right? And we are spirits in a material world. And so one way in 2021, it's a decision, y'all, and I'm going to talk to you about the four levels of happiness. But when you are happy and grateful, and I'm just throwing grateful in, but when you are happy, you raise your vibrational level and you begin to attract to you happy, good, and wonderful things. Because remember, we live in a vibrational universe. We are vibrational creatures. And so when you're happy and grateful, you vibrate into the universe and you bring more happy people, happy resources, happy opportunities. You've heard me say, when you complain, you remain. So everybody listen to me. You are always connecting to frequencies. So you have to intentionally, no matter what your outside circumstances are, make a decision that in 2021, I'm going to get happy. I'm going to stay happy. I'm going to be happy and see what happens. Because you are always choosing. Choose this day if you're going to be happy or not. Now, you may say, well, Constance, how is happiness going to bring me money or what I desire? Because happiness is a powerful state. We know that love, joy, peace, gratitude, and happiness are those higher vibrations. And when you live in a higher vibration or a higher flow of the spirit, you will attract more. So, hey, let's get happy and let's see what happens. All right. You're always choosing. You're always creating. You're always attracting. So I'm going to tell you these four levels of happiness really quick. Level number one is things. That means that you get your happiness from material objects. So it might be based on something external. You get a new car. How many of y'all know when you get a new car, you're like, oh my God, I love this car. And then like 2 years later, you might have 3 pair of shoes in the back. I mean, I don't know, but it's short-lived. New clothes, a vacation, and you realize there is more. So that's level number one. That's things. We know things ain't enough to sustain happiness. Happiness level number two is accomplishments, you know. So, you know, maybe you got your degree, you got a promotion, you feeling better. It's very performance based. You love being admired and validated. But what happens in happiness level number two when you don't feel like you are not accomplishing anything? And I think it's kind of focused on ego gratification. And so it likes winning and feeling accomplished. But we know that fades away. You know, I'm working with some very successful people. And I'm like, how could you be sad when you have sang for 5 presidents or you just got through singing on the stages with some of the most powerful people in the world? But people, happiness is not based on your accomplishments. So that's happiness level number two. Happiness level number three is giving to others. You know, that's where we're doing good things. We're philanthropic. We're helping others. We're making the world a better place. We got a desire for goodness, compassion, friendship, unity, all of the above. We want to affect people's lives. It's like a global connection. Y'all get the picture. But just one level of caution there. Even all of that sometimes cannot really give you sustained happiness, because we know when you're dealing with people, it can be disappointing. We're all imperfect and we're flawed. And if you're looking to that for happiness, it ain't gonna last. But let's talk about happiness level number four. What is that? We can't really define that. It's the most difficult to even define. We know that it's spiritual. It's mysterious. It's indescribable happiness. It's really who you are. It's a state of being. Let me stay right there. It's a state of being, and we know it is your being, who you are, your being that really attracts. You've heard me say you attract who you are, which is your being, not what you desire. So it is who you are. It is a state of mind, and nothing outside can really steer your happiness when you're in that happiness state. I would say that's the spiritual state. And it's your connection with God. It's a high level of being. It's where you're not a human doing. You know, the other states where we were accomplishing and we were giving and we were buying material things, nothing wrong with any of that. But if you want to have sustained happiness, if you want to get happy and stay happy and see what happens and create your life in 2021, it has to be at this level. So most of us are very performance based. We're human doings instead of beings. And when you're at level number four, happiness becomes your state of being. I don't care if somebody hit your car, if the kids tore up their bike, if your boss got on your last nerve, you will not be disturbed by any of that. So let me just talk about some ways, some levels of living. So everybody say in 2021, I'm getting happy, staying happy, and being happy. All right. So more than just getting happy, you're going to be happy. Like I said, you're going to be happy, get happy, be happy, and see what happens. It's a state of being, not depending on who's in office politically, who's your political party, what part of the world you live in, etc. They did a study of people who were really affluent and on the Forbes 1000 list. And they compared it to these people in this village, and they had mud homes. But the thing was, they were just as happy. They didn't have any kind of internet or nothing like that. But they found that they were just as happy or happier. Why? Because they had connected relationships. They were grateful for their food. They laughed a lot, etc. Have you ever seen some of the kids in Africa, and they may not have everything that we have here in the States, but they're just so happy. They're laughing and they are dancing around. So you're going to have to make the decision. You're not waiting for anything outside of you to happen. You're going to get happy right now and stay happy with what you have. Because once again, I'm reiterating, happiness is your state of mind, who you are at all times, regardless of your circumstances. So you're not going to, I'm going to get happy when I get more money. No, you're going to get happy and stay happy with what you have right now. And then more will come to you. Remember, I said at the beginning, get happy, stay happy, create and see what happens. And so the happier you are, the more that comes to you. I interviewed Marcy Shamoff from The Secret about 10 years ago, and it was get happy for no reason. I'm like, why would I do that? Because whenever you are living in a happiness, blissful state, more comes to you. So these are the four levels of living. Number one, get happy and see what happens to you in your world in 2021 as you maintain your state of happiness. Everybody say to me. Number two, get happy and see what's happening around me in 2021. That's another level of living. So it's what's happening to you, what's happening around you, and then get happy and see what happens in you. That's another level of living. The fourth level is get happy and see what's happening through you. Because remember, life is happening through you, through your beliefs, through your intentions, through your states of being happy. So in that state, you're really waking up to your creating power. You're creating your life by your state of happiness. Y'all see that? So you're getting happy and you see what is happening through you, through what you believe, through what you feel, through what you imagine. But then I love this state. Get happy and see what happens as you. Wow. So as you means that you realize that you are a God in the earth, that you are created by God, you're created like God, and you're creating as a God. So when you get happy and see what happens as you, you're really creating your life moment by moment. Okay, it's 10 o'clock. I'm having a cup of coffee and I'm happy and grateful. When 11 o'clock comes, it's 11 o'clock. I'm happy and I'm grateful. I'm creating what as you. So get happy and see what happens to you. Everybody see that? Get happy and see what happens around you in 2021. Get happy and see what's happening in you. And then get happy and see what's happening through you. That's when you realize that you are a creative power. But then lastly, I love this level. Get happy and see what happens as you. Because you're created by God, you're creative like God, and you're creating as a God. Woo, I love that. I love that. So this is just very, very powerful when you realize that life in 2021 is happening as you. Okay. Shake yourself, folks. Life is happening as you. As you raise your level of vibration, life is happening as you, not to you, not for you, but life is happening as you. So everybody, what we gonna do? We gonna get happy, we gonna stay happy, and we gonna be happy. We gonna realize that there are levels of creating. Or do you want to get happy and see what happens to you, around you, in you, through you? Level number 4, life is happening through you. Or get happy and see what happens because life is happening as you. It is your state of being. It is your state of being that determines what kind of life you're going to live in 2021. This is so good. I'm going to listen to it again myself. Get happy, stay happy, and be happy. Remember what a powerful creator you are and that you are raising your level of vibration to this level. In 2021, life is happening as I believe. Life is happening as I am happy. Life is happening as I am grateful. Life is happening as I am thinking. Life is happening as I am believing. Wow. Make sure you share this show with a friend, with a coworker. I want each one of you to share this show with one person because this is life-changing. This is life-changing revelation, y'all. Because so many people are trying to create from the outside. All creation of what you desire in 2021, folks, is coming through you. You are actually creating your own life every moment by the states that you choose to live in. Okay, I could teach a whole hour on that show, but guys, we're going to go to these quick commercials, and I can't wait to hear what Dr. Rebecca Smith is going to teach us about how we were born to win. We're born to be winners. It's in us and how we can do that. Make sure you stay tuned, and I'm going to be right back after these quick commercials. Stay tuned, everybody.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, everybody, I am back and I'm really excited about my show today. And I know you're saying, Constance, you're always excited and you are exactly right. My very special guest is Dr. Rebecca Louisa Smith, is a world-renowned film festival doctor, and she is the author of Born to Do It, Becoming the Leader of a Business Niche Using Powerful Spiritual Techniques. We love that. Rebecca wants to save all of us entrepreneurs from the same headaches that she experienced. And that's why in her book, she combines finding and defining the niche that empowers you, practical business skills, and the spiritual magic that ignites acceleration. We love having folk like Dr. Rebecca. So Dr. Rebecca Smith, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Hi, so nice to be here. You're a fantastic host. I love
Thank you. Well, I have about 100 questions for you. Let me get comfortable. And so let's get started. Tell listeners a little bit about your story. But before you do, where are you? Are you in Mexico, New Mexico? Where are you?
I am. I'm Mexico City. Lovely over here. Really nice part of the world.
Okay. And your accent, you originally from...
I'm originally from the UK.
The UK, okay. Yes, so Dr. Rebecca, with your English accent and my Southern accent, it should be a real interesting show today, right?
Yeah, it's not going to be dull. So it's going to be...
So tell our listeners a little bit about your story.
So my story is quite interesting in terms of the way I thought I wanted to go in life was not the right way. And I took a massive U-turn. So I thought, from what other people told me, that my life path was working within the world of academia. So I just kept doing studying. And then when I was studying for my PhD in Wales, in Aberystwyth in the UK, I then began to produce a horror film festival as a distraction. I thought I was going to be in the world of academia. I thought I was going to be a lecturer. I was going to do research. I was going to be academic, full stop. But then when I got asked to co-produce this festival, which is called the Abattoir Horror Festival, that became not a distraction, but actually, I actually tuned in without knowing to my sole purpose. So I loved doing that. I loved working at the festival. I loved producing it and being in the film industry. But then I thought, do I want to do this as a job? This is work. Hang on. No, I want a job in academia, don't I? Then at a conference, a friend of mine turned around and said, isn't academia the best thing in the world? I went, no, it's not for me. Mm-hmm. Then it's like, I'm not supposed to be in the film industry. So then I left academia after doing my PhD, and then I devoted my whole life to, which I got, devoted my whole life to my business, which is the Film Festival Doctor. And what we do is we help our clients get their films seen in festivals. And this all came through working at the festival, seeing a gap in the market, and tuning into my sole purpose.
Yeah, I love that, you know, and so many people need that, Dr. Rebecca, right now because of the pandemic. There's been a shift. I think a lot of people are thinking, I thought I wanted to work on this job, but since I've been at home, I realized that in my soul, that is not what I want to do.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's a good point you said about the pandemic, because one of the things in the books, I wrote the book during the pandemic, just going back to my book for a minute. And one of the things that I wanted to put out there was there is time for you to like tune into your sole purpose during the pandemic, because I mean, being at home, you've got a bit of time to like just work on you and think about, is this what I want to do? Okay, so I've been laid off work. So what's open to me next? If nothing's closed. It's actually a massive door that's opened.
That's a great. So let's help some folk out there today globally, Dr. Rebecca. So how would listeners begin to discover their purpose and what they were born to do when we've been so programmed, kind of like you and like me, you got to do 1, 2, 3, 4. But in our soul, we know I'm not really happy.
Exactly. So the way to tune in is actually not one. It's not the easiest thing to do when you tune into your sole purpose. And the reason being is because it's not something that you consciously think you might want to do today. Then when you sit down and you have to ask yourself these questions, you think, okay, First is, what is it that I'm most drawn to? What hobby, craft, skill? So, for example, a client of mine who went from doing a boring job to making candles as his perfect job, he loved making candles. then also think, what kind of activity or hobby or craft can you do? Whatever it was that you think you can do, like unlimited amount of time, like forever, like the time flies by and lunch and dinner pass. It's all about that one thing. And you, and what is it that you wake up drawn to? So when you wake up in the morning, you think, oh, I can't wait to get this started, because that's your calling. It's kind of saying that for the universe is what you're supposed to be doing. So with, when I mentioned about the film festival, I was enjoying the PhD. I wasn't not enjoying it. I mean, it was hard work, but I, you know, committed to doing it because that's what I would do with the project. But then when the festival came on, I remember realizing when I was helping filmmakers and talking to them and getting their films into the festival and producing the festival, I actually thought, I've actually come alive. Mm. When I, in the PhD, I became a little bit like this, a bit like, mm-hmm. Then in the festival, I was like, I was me. And someone said, you look different. You look really glowing. What's happened? I went, I just realized what I'm supposed to be doing in my life. So it was very much like, but it's like that aha moment. But then with that friend of mine with the candles, he said to me, oh, I can't do a full-time job as making candles. You know, it won't pay. And that's limiting belief. There's a market. Mm. So everyone wants a candle. Every company's a candle, like spas, restaurants, shops, people's homes, you know. So think about it. Think, don't be too, like, narrow-minded here. There's a much bigger resource you could open up to, and especially so when it comes to your sole purpose. So just think about what it is. Think about that thing that you just think when you wake up, oh my God, I'm so excited to, you know, start sending emails about my new client's film or making the candles, you know, mm-hmm. Big sign, but just dwell on it and then write notes and give it a week or so. And you'll then soon know what it is, because you'll get that aha moment.
Well, you know, I'm so glad you mentioned limiting beliefs, because I can hear some of my clients all the way in Africa or maybe Asia saying, Dr. Rebecca, well, you know, I really want to do this, but I have a family to take care of. How can I really, I might know what my sole purpose is, but will I be able to financially support myself?
Exactly. I mean, that's a big thing. Well, I mentioned in the book as well, is one of the things you have to think about is when you've tapped into your sole purpose, you have to then ask, is there a market for it? Mm-hmm. Make a business out of this. So, for example, if your sole purpose is stamp collecting for yourself, then no, because that's obviously a hobby, but you're good at doing that, you know. But then in terms of business, is there a market for it? And the way to find that out is there demand? So it's doing, like, you know, Zoom chats with locals and saying, it's an idea for my business. Is there a market for it? Doing your research online. And then you'll know there's something like candles, something like hairdressing, beauty. Mm-hmm. It's a big yes most of the time. It just has to be to really home in on your niche, you know, to really get laser focus on it, to really give the best you can to your client and just really focus on one thing that you're good at. Will then get the best kind of results.
One thing. So how would somebody find their niche?
So to find
what it look like. And by the way, I love how you wrote your book and how you have questions and exercises in the back to help support the principle that you shared.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, they're good to do the exercises to keep you focused, mm-hmm. to be doing. So in terms of finding the niche, as you call it, I like that.
That's my Southern accent.
I love it. It's great. Mine's just so common. But yeah, one of the things to do is when you find it, think, okay, so say for example, you're really knowledgeable at social media, but what aspects? So, okay. So are you, for example, really good at creating video content for Facebook ads, or are you really good at helping businesses launch their brand on Instagram? Mm-hmm. Are you good at videos for LinkedIn that are more business-like and more educational? Just give you some examples there. So figure out what it is with that corner and really hone in on it. And when you know that, then think about what aspect you could really do as a business. So let's say, for example, you're really good at Facebook and the area that you're best at is knowing how to market small businesses using Facebook marketing. That's your niche. So don't go too big. Don't be like the jack of all trades. Like, you know, oh, I do LinkedIn, I do Pinterest, I do Twitch. And we'll help you get on there. You know, I'm really good at doing this one thing in the best way to get you to an investment and get your money back and make your money. That's what I do to help you.
That's good.
Then it's going to be very much of a disorganized focus. I mentioned that in the book, is that one thing I did do was I went off my niche, because obviously my niche is helping people get their films into festivals. There's a market for it. It's a global market and it's a thriving market. And when I wanted to help my clients more, I went a bit over the top. Then I wanted them to help them get their films sold, you know, to Netflix, all these kind of people. Mm-hmm. But I realized I was in way too deep because I had no contacts in that area. I just wanted to help them and, you know, find the contacts myself. And it was going way off piste and it didn't work at all. But then actually found many years later someone actually who could do that, that I can refer my clients to. I can still help, but they, you know, but I delegate. But I stick to doing what I do best.
That's good. And I think one of the key principles is there has to be a market. And because the market and the needs and the demands of the world globally has shifted because of the pandemic, people need to really tap into that. Like I have a friend that she used to be a travel agent, but since people aren't traveling, she's really had to shift. So people really, do you feel like people need to take a look at, wow, this is what I really love, where I feel that my purpose is, but right now, because of what's happening, there's not a market for it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's the thing is, I mean, obviously travel has been obviously hit, like when it comes to, like with your friend said, when it comes to the pandemic. So yes, but there's always a way around these things. I always find, like for example, with travel, you could always, it may not be as much money, but then there's other forms of travel that you could book for or to book in advance for, you know, for like 2021, 21 or something. But I find sometimes it can be quite a challenge when you've got to think outside the box. Like for example, with my business, film festivals went online and they couldn't go live, big live events because right. of the pandemic. So people did say to me, "When oh, that's not good for you. You've had to stop all work." Well, no, no, no. They've just moved online. So, you know, it's, they've moved online. So we're still busy, really busy than we've ever been. They couldn't understand that. They said, "Oh, nothing's happening." I said, "Well, it is. It's happening online." And a friend of mine in travel, she did this thing where people had this virtual holiday where they like went Italy when they were in Spain or when they were in US or something. And that was like a way of getting the travel industry going, just putting you there and just seeing, you know, insights to the country. So it's always
a great move.
And I think stuff like the pandemic makes us think outside the box and to be more creative with our businesses.
Well, it sounds like a mindset shift, mindset change, and really taking a look at your limiting beliefs around yes. what's possible. What would you say about that, around what's possible, around what an entrepreneur can do, et cetera?
I think anything's possible if you, as you say, shift the mindset. When the pandemic occurred, I was in the States at the time because I was in America at a film festival. Mm-hmm. Actually, I was at the first festival that actually finished. So I was at the festival that had to stop. It carried on until it should do. And then that was it. Nothing happened live for many months. And I was at the very last festival that did that. And we had to get back to the UK because there was a travel ban happening. And it was it was really quite stressful. But then I had to literally overnight adapt my business and shifted it to work around the pandemic. So I said to people, "As you know, don't worry, keep submitting to festivals, don't stop submitting to festivals, keep on submitting to festivals. But just remember to maybe just adapt your mindset to enjoying the online experience and not the live in-person experience." I had to keep saying that several times, like every day to clients and my social media, because people thought everything had stopped, everything was finished, but it hadn't. And then I did a podcast episode about how to adapt around it and yourself. And I just shifted the whole business to work around this and knew it would be here for a while and how to adapt, you know, how to be flexible. Because every time I do a project, we've always got a plan A, plan B and plan C. But filmmakers don't always have that. They have just a plan A. So I think, well, let's think of plan A, plan B and plan C for the film so we can still get it seen, whether it be virtual, whether it be in person, whatever happens, we can just make the best plan for it. And they were like, oh, they had to get open themselves. So my business also became educating my filmmakers as well as nurturing. And getting results. So it was like a double the work, but then it paid off really well because everyone felt more confident in themselves and their film.
Well, it sounds like that you changed paradigms and pivoted very quickly. You know, a lot of people don't do that. And a lot of people, especially entrepreneurs, business owners, a lot of them are no longer in the brick and mortar. They're at home and they're just trying to figure out what can they do. And many of them feel like a failure. So how can they use their failure, their sense of, I don't know what to do, this is too much for me? What would you say to those people?
I would say, first of all, there is no failure, only feedback. And that's an old proverb. But
I love that. I've never heard of that. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to take that one, Dr. Rebecca.
So there's no failure, only feedback. Mm. Well, not all of our films get into festivals. Well, they all get into festivals, but not every single one. So the feedback, although it's a no, the feedback is always like, well, not that one, but something else will replace it. Mm-hmm. Well, when I mentioned about that story where I wanted to help my filmmakers by finding them distribution companies and Netflix, which I'm not equipped to do, I remember that night when I sat down and came up from this awful meeting. It was horrendous. I remember just being, not knowing any answers and being so out of my depth and just so inexperienced. It was embarrassing. I felt like a fraud. I felt like a fraud in myself. And I remember crying when I got home and I just couldn't go on. So the next morning when I woke up, I thought, I'm not going to do this anymore. Apologized to the people I met and said, you know, I'm sorry about that. It's not the right thing for the business, but let me try and help you with someone else that I can put you in touch with. Mm-hmm. I just had to leave it. And then since I left it and accepted that, okay, that didn't work, but it doesn't mean I failed completely because I can still find a solution. It's a different way of doing it. At the time, I thought there'd be no end in sight. That's it. It's finished. And when I began to focus on what I do best, then more people came towards me who wanted to help the business and also help me find solutions for those problems that I couldn't do myself. So it's a case of there's always a solution, but it might not be you that can actually fix it. Mm-hmm. It could be another company that you collaborate with. That's why your strategic partnerships are absolutely vital, not just in the pandemic, but generally for your business, so that you can then help solve solutions. And then that's your sole purpose, finding stuff outside the box and finding ways to connect people and finding ways to heal without having to do it yourself and put a burden on you. You have to delegate. So that's the best thing to remind yourself is if you think you failed, you haven't. You've just now got to find a different way to solve the problem. That's where you're going to be someone else to do it for you that you could then trust.
I love that. You know, even with me, I have a joke. You know, I coach everybody, but I tell people I'm scared of teenagers. You know, I realize, do not bring to me your teenager. I worked in the school system for years before I became a coach and a talk show host. And I realized that's not my niche. You know, there's too much struggle there. I don't really flow that well. So I think that's really great insight that you're giving to entrepreneurs. And so Yes. It's really like a journey. You're discovering, you're exploring what works for you, what doesn't work for you, what you're really great at, what you need to delegate and really resource out to somebody else.
Exactly, because that then builds this strong team who you can trust. And then obviously more work comes your way through their network. So it's network, net worth. But there's always a solution. There's never no solution. When you know what you want, and then you'll find it by a different way of being presented. I mean, like, the universe always gives us what we want. It's always something that comes in different ways, as I found out very recently. But then I'm so grateful that I'm here in Mexico City, where I want to be. So
would you say you're fearless? You seem rather fearless. I'm just going for it. I'm going to give it a try. I'm going to take the quantum jump.
Yes, I think I am, because I've built resilience. Like, every day you always build resilience, but I'm also confidence too, because before I meet a client who is going to pay me to work with them, I always prepare and I always look in advance and I always do my research. And one client wasn't sure to hire me because I said, I need to be like really passionate about the film like I am. Well, I am, but obviously I'm from the business side, so not always going to be maybe as over the top as, not over the top, but you know, maybe as passionate. Because I didn't make it, but, you know, but I'm passionate in the business way. And he was like, oh, okay. You know, so then he began to get more confident in me and trust in me. And I said to him, you know, I can get you the results you want because I've given you this plan. And when he saw a business plan, he was like, oh, a business plan, great. You know, so that kind of thing where I always come prepared. I always plan ahead in terms of how I can help and then have my notes ready, do my research. It's a crucial thing to do that. You have to know the person you're dealing with in the field and then questions you could ask them, which would be, you know, things like, you know, their competitors or something that you've seen on the internet, on the website that you want to pick up on. So it shows that you've taken an interest, you're committed already. That way, get a step closer towards working with them. And also on yourself, you become excited about the project because you've done your research in advance.
Yeah, and that's the way I do all of my guests. I feel like I know you because I read everything about you. I looked at all your pictures. I jokingly said, for those who are listening, I said, Rebecca has blonde hair and I'm going to wear my blonde hair today. You know, we're going to be kind of like sister twins or something, you know, but, you know, just really becoming one with the product, person, company, goods, and our services. People appreciate that and they feel appreciated and they want that.
Exactly. They do. And that's, for me, customer service is key. Every client, no matter what package they have or what service they use or what product they might have brought from my shop, every single one is a 5-star client, no matter what price it is. You get treated the same. Obviously, there'll be more time with the clients you work with on bigger projects. Mm-hmm. that's going to be longer term, because that's inevitable. But then, you know, everyone else we looked after is they're in part of the home. You know, it's part of how they're treated. No one feels different. That's very important, because your sole purpose brings you people that want your services, and you treat them like anybody else would. That's an absolute given, without a doubt.
I love that. So branding, that seems to be the question that most entrepreneurs ask themselves. How can I brand myself? How can I brand my products, goods, and or services? What would you say to people all over the world?
It's very important that you have very strong brand awareness and that you live up to your brand's promise. So my brand's promise is your partner for successful film festival exposure. That's what we have to do. That's what we always do. So that's important, but also the right colors. So one thing I mentioned in my book is when I met Marie Diamond, who is part of The Secret. She's the French.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's great, isn't she? So she's brilliant. And then she told me quite a few things in terms of my branding, that it was a bit off point. So when I first started the company, the way that it was presented was that on my logo, there's a woman who's on the logo, and it says my company name and then my slogan. But then her back was looking toward, her shell and back towards the logo's wood company name. And also it was all black. There was no color. It was all black. And Marie looked at it and she looked at my business card and she said, "Oh, there's something wrong with energy. That's why you're not getting the clients you want. Something's going slow. There's a big stagnant energy in your business." And I was like, "What are the colors?" She went, "Yeah." She went, "First of all, it needs lots more color, red and gold, with part of what you do for the festival industry." Mm-hmm. Also, the big blocking factor is that the woman is looking, has her back towards your shop window, so to speak, your company name. So that way she's turning her back on your clients. I went, "Really?" She went, "Change that around so the woman faces in alignment with your logo, with your wording, and add those colors, and there'll be a difference." And I went, "Wow, I'm going to do this right now." So literally the day after I met her, I hired her, got a new logo changed. And my God, it lifted the whole business. The colors, the energy, everything flowed. It was incredible. And that was thanks to her, with her, what she calls her abundant colors of the universe, quantum colors. And she told me, like, things about me. She said, "Oh, you're all in black. You know, look at me now. I'm obviously bright." She said, "Oh, you're all in black. You know, you need a lot more color to bring out the codes of the universe, to attract the right clientele, and also your mindset." And I was like, "Really?" I mean, she looked amazing. She was, like, wearing these bright clothes, and she shone like a diamond, literally.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe she's got a point. So I read her book, and then we had a consultancy, and then we changed my clothing from black to, you know, much brighter colors to access the universe. And it worked a treat, and it made me happier myself by having the right colors.
Well, speaking of the universe, you talk about the spiritual magic. And since it's the Law of Attraction Radio Network, Dr. Rebecca, I want you to talk about what is cosmic ordering. How do you integrate spiritual principles in your business? I mean, that's how I live my life and I run my business. But I think entrepreneurs now are realizing that all of that is really one. So what can you share with entrepreneurs?
So it's very important that you obviously have, as I mentioned in the book, is to have your infrastructure for your business in place, which is the key things. Having, like, you know, your sales pipeline, as I mentioned, the business, those principles. But also you have to integrate as well spiritual techniques to help in terms of your mindset, and also to attract the right type of, you know, law of attraction clientele. So, for example, with cosmic ordering, that is a way of, like, asking what you want, but in a specific way. So, for example, Ellen Watts, who is the book publisher actually for my book, she's incredible. And her book, Cosmic Ordering Made Easier, opened me up to actually getting what I wanted from the universe and how to co-create. Obviously, we're here with our sole purpose, put on something earth, on this earth, to do whatever we're supposed to be doing. But then we need to have cosmic ordering, for example, one of the techniques to actually then attract what we want and to ask for it. Obviously, don't ask, you don't get, as we know with these kinds of things. She said to me, "What you have to do is you ask, you say to the universe, what I really want is a car parking space upon my arrival to Mexico City shopping mall. At the end, you say, for the good of all concerned." Does that mean?
I like that.
Yeah. She doesn't want that you say that, because she just doesn't want you, she doesn't want someone else who's out for you to gain. So it's like, you know, we're all in this together. It's all for the good of all concerned. When you say that, it will come to you. And I was like, okay, I was interested. I wasn't sure at first, a bit dubious, which you told me. But then when I did it, I was like, wow, I've got that parking space. So I did a little exercise. And I thought, here's a big challenge, because getting a parking space in central London in the UK is horrendous. It's the worst place to park. There's no spaces. So I thought, well, here's a go. I'm going to drive in, try and get a space. And literally, I asked it before I left, drove in the car, and then got to the high street. I was like, okay, well, let's try and find my space. And the car suddenly pulls out. I was like, wow, is that divine timing? Yes, but also because I asked as well. So, you know, everything's coming together. Got the parking space. No problem. Was there a couple of hours. It's amazing. I use it for everything, but also in your business too. You know, for example, each morning I place my orders and ask for, you know, to get a certain lead that I want, a certain client lead, closing a deal, getting one of my films to a festival, asking that kind of stuff. And it works. You see it all come through. But you have to let go. You have to let go. If you expect and try and find it, it'll block it. So it's a case of trusting, let it go, and then see it come back in. It might come a different way to what you expect. Because, for example, when I place an order in the morning about one of my films getting into a festival, I always think, well, there's no notifications coming in today, so it won't come in today, will it? But then someone else on email says, I'd love to screen the film, please. You're like, oh, we need to get in. So it's different ways to getting your order be delivered. It's a key thing, and it helps change your perception.
Well, you know, I have people of all faiths, Christians, Muslim, Buddhists. So are you saying you're praying, or when you cosmic ordering, are you declaring or affirming what you want?
It's affirming what you want, because you know exactly what it is that you want. I want that parking space, and I'd like to focus to get it. I want that client. I want us to work together, you and I, universe, to get it. I'll be able to serve for them. I'll get the best for them. The universe can help bring that person into my life. But it's like a case of what you have to let go of is thinking of how it will come in and what way it might come in and who it could be. It could be someone completely different to what you expect. So it's important that you just let go of expectations or a certain way to come in, and that you just let it flow. And that will happen when you're really busy. Sometimes when I'm like manic in the office in the morning, I'm doing emails, stuff comes in that I've asked for. I forgot I asked for them because I've just let go completely.
So what else can you share with entrepreneurs, especially in this space and time, that they can do from the inside? You know, you talked about cosmic ordering. Of course, they have all of their practical business skills in place. What can people do, like when you know, they feel like everything is shifting, they're not getting as many sales and or customers as they used to? What would they need to shift and change in their mindset?
It's to be, I'd say now more than ever, is to be extremely, like, a lot more clear. So, for example, that's achieved by manifesting clearly what you want, both in your mind's eye, visually, and also, very importantly, is on paper. So when you manifest, it's really important that you don't make it so that it's vague. You know exactly what it is that you want. You know, be clear on that. And don't be, say things like, I'm strong. That's a bit vague.
That is vague.
That I find does not work. And I tried that when I first started manifesting. And I thought, why am I, don't feel like I'm getting what I want? Because I'm not being specific. Mm-hmm. And I thought, ever, you have to be specific, because it's just not going to get to where you want it to be. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to get what you want if you don't know what you want to say to the universe. You've got to articulate what it is that you want clearly. And that's also, as I say, when you visualize it, you know, visualize what you do want, not what you don't want. Visualize collaborating with somebody, you know, shaking a handshake in your mind and smiling together, winning an award or something. All of that really, really matters.
So do you visualize every day? Do you visualize your ideal client or the films that you want to share with the world? Tell us about that. And would you encourage other entrepreneurs to do that? Because we have so many things going across our mind, you know, visually and with images. What would you share with entrepreneurs?
I would say, without a doubt, it's extremely important to have a vision board. So obviously, you know what a vision board is. Mm-hmm. But vision boards are crucial, because that way the universe, Marie told me, the universe always needs words and pictures. So when you clearly affirm in detail what it is that you want, and then put an image that resonates with you, that will then come together. And if you look at it twice a day, those images become reality because you can picture it in your mind's eye very clearly.
And so you don't actually, let's just say on your vision board, you may look at a film, upcoming film, and you, so you look at that and then you visualize and then you go about your work. And then during the evening, you do the same thing again.
I look at it before I go to bed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's all exciting and it's all there. So I feel very, very much when I see it, I think, yes, that's coming together. I can feel it. You have to feel the feelings in your body when you look at the pictures and listen to the words.
So true.
That's, if you're not connecting like heart, mind, body, soul with the images and the words, then it's not going to connect. It's not going to resonate. And then you're not going to feel it. We're not going to think it. And you won't be able to feel it or think and feel it. They're coming together hand in hand. I never used to do that when I was younger. I never used to really feel anything.
Mm-hmm.
I do. So now it's a lot different in terms of energy is different as well, very different energy levels, because I'm feeling it more. And if you don't feel what you want, if you can't see it, then it won't manifest in reality.
You seem very happy, very grateful, and very centered.
Thank you. Yes, I mean, I wasn't at first when I got here to Mexico, because my plans changed in terms of my of where I was going to live. So I was... My plan was to make my move to LA.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the year. So I had my visa, but needed to get stamped, but it had paperwork to show it could get, it was all in process, but that didn't go down well at LAX airport. So I got detained and sent back to Mexico.
No.
Oh yeah, it was pretty bad. But then the universe put me here to be safe away from coronavirus. And also everything's locked down in California, in LA right now. My apartment's, can't get into my apartment, but I feel better here. And I'm in no rush to go. I'm going to go when the time is right. I might have rushed it a bit. I don't know. The universe was clearly saying, not yet. Not yet. Let's put you back where you need to be. And I love it here. So,
and so you're in gratitude there and you're in peace
I am.
Even though things, you're not in LA.
Yeah, exactly. So LA I love LA. I also love other parts as well. But LA is where the film industry is, obviously.
Yeah.
But then every day I wake up and I just look outside and I've got a lovely view here where I'm in Condesa in Mexico City. I look outside and I think, my God, I'm so grateful. And I said, thank you, Mexico, for looking after me and saving me and protecting me. And the people here are so welcoming. I mean, I didn't know what to expect. I was quite scared coming here because I'd never been before. And you know, you always hear things, don't you? But when you actually get here, you're like, reality is, it's actually wonderful. This is a wonderful country. And Mexicans are one of the nicest people. They go out your way to make sure that you're okay, which is absolutely incredible.
Well, you know, and lastly, I just want to say to listeners, sometimes when things are not happening, you sort of have to rest and trust God or the universe that it may not be the right timing for you. You seem to do that very well.
Yes, and that's a skill I've learned through very good therapy, but also very good mentors who also have a book as well. Just having them in my journey is incredible because they're very, help me stay grounded in the crazy energy that goes around. They're very grounded and also very, very, very knowledgeable. So I learned so much from them and I learned about myself. I might need to just, you know, step back a little bit. But they do help me in my journey and also they give me the tools which I then utilize and do myself.
Well, tell listeners, how can they get your book? What is your website? What services do you offer? All of the above.
So my website is RebeccaLouisaSmith.com.
I love your name.
Thank you. You can find out more about my book and order the book on there. And also you can find out how to work with me, both if you work in the film industry and want to get your film into festivals, we can do that for you. And also I do one-to-one mentoring for helping you tap into your soul purpose as well. I love doing that. It's really exciting. And I'm also on Instagram, which is at Rebecca Film Doctor. So that's RebeccaFilmDR.
Great. That's awesome. And so you got any famous parting words for listeners all over the world, Rebecca? We are all listening.
My hashtag is you are born to do it. You are. What it is, I can help you find out in the book and talking to me, but you are, and don't think that you're not. It's not just a special thing for some one or two of us. It's for everybody, and it's in within you. Just got to get it out.
Yeah, it's been an honor to interview you. I love your spirit. I love your energy. And hey, guys, I want you to reach out to Dr. Rebecca. Go to her website, follow her on Instagram, and really take advantage of her services and of her expertise. Thank you. It's so great connecting with you. And everybody, I want you to have a great week. And as I say every week, this is my new mantra for 2021. Get happy and be grateful and see what happens. Everybody, have a great week.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.